ويقول الإنسان أإذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا.
Man is prone to say, shall I be raised to life after I die?
أولا يذكر الإنسان أنا خلقناه من قبل ولم يك شيئا.
Does man not remember that we created him before when he was nothing?
فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ ثُمَّ لَنُحْضِرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمَ جِثِيًّا.
By your Lord, we will surely muster them and the devils together. Then we will surely bring them all on their knees around hell. By your Lord, we will surely muster them and the devils together.
This refers to those devils under whose influence the unbelievers regarded the life in this world as the only life and thereby denied the next life where all will be called to account.
ثم لننزعن من كل شيعة أيهم أشد على الرحمن عتيا.
And then we will draw aside from each party those who were most rebellious against the most compassionate Lord. And then we will draw aside from each party those who were most rebellious against the most compassionate Lord.
This alludes to the leaders of the groups that defied God's commands.
ثُمَّ لَنَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَوْلَى بِهَا صِلِيًّا.
And then we shall know well all those most worthy to be cast in hell.
وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا.
There is not one of you but shall pass by hell. This is a decree which your Lord will fulfill. There is not one of you but shall pass by hell.
The word Warid, according to some traditions, signifies one who enters. These traditions, however, are not backed up by a chain of authentic narrations going back to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Moreover, this interpretation is contrary to the teachings of the Quran and a large number of authentic traditions which exclude righteous believers from entering hell. Furthermore, this view is not supported by lexical evidence, for indeed, Warud does not mean entrance. What is meant by this verse, therefore, is that everyone will pass by hell, yet, as stated in the following verse, the pious will be saved from entering it, while the wrongdoers will be hurled into it.
ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا.
Then we shall deliver those that feared Allah and leave the wrongdoers there on their knees.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا.
When our clear revelations are recited to those who deny the truth, they are wont to say to those who have faith, which of the two groups has a better status and whose assemblies are grander? When our clear revelations are recited to those who deny the truth, they are wont to say to those who have faith, which of the two groups has a better status and whose assemblies are grander?
This was a fallacious argument, which the unbelievers often put forward, claiming that it was they rather than the believers upon whom God's bounties were lavished. They audaciously asked, who has more stately houses to live in, the believers or us? Who enjoys higher standards of living, the believers or us? Whose assemblies are more splendid and grandiose, the believers or ours? How is it possible, they asked, that those who follow the truth suffer such a miserable lot, whilst those who follow falsehood, as you fancy, prosper?
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَثَاثًا وَرِئِيًّا.
How numerous are the peoples we destroyed before them, those that were more resourceful and grander in outward appearance.
قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الضَّلَالَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ مَدًّا حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَوْا مَا يُوعَدُونَ إِمَّا الْعَذَابَ وَإِمَّا السَّاعَةَ فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ شَرٌّ
Say, the Most Compassionate Lord grants respite to those who stray into error until they behold what they had been threatened with, either God's chastisement in the world or the hour of resurrection. Then they fully know whose station is worse and who is weaker in hosts.
ويزيد الله الذين اهتدوا هدى والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير مردا.
On the contrary, Allah increases in guidance those who follow the right way. Lasting acts of righteousness are better in the sight of your Lord as a reward and conducive to a better end. On the contrary, Allah increases in guidance.
That is, that whenever adherents to the truth are put to the test, God grants them the ability to judge correctly and to follow the right path. God also protects them from evil and from error. They are constantly helped by God's guidance, which enables them to proceed ahead along the right path.
أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ بِآيَاتِنَا وَقَالَ لَأُوتَيَنَّ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا.
Have you seen him who rejected our signs and said, surely I shall continue to be favored with riches and children? Have you seen him who rejected our signs and said, surely I shall continue to be favored with riches and children?
This represents the characteristic mode of thinking of the unbelievers who happen to be well off and prosperous. Such people tend to impress upon believers that no matter what they claim about the waywardness of unbelievers or say about them being struck down by God's punishment, the fact remains that they seem better off than the believers. Such people also contend that there is every reason to believe that what is happening to them, the unbelievers of the present, will also happen in the future. These people are wont to say exultantly, look at my riches, at my power and position, at the eminence achieved by my offspring. Do these show that I have been cursed by God? Such thoughts were not merely those of just a few stray Meccan unbelievers, but rather such illusions were entertained by every tribal chief, by every eminent Meccan.
أطلع الغيب أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا.
Has he obtained knowledge of the unseen, or has he taken a covenant with the Most Compassionate Lord? By no means, we shall write down all what he says, and we shall greatly prolong his chastisement. By no means, we shall write down all what he says.
Such boastful remarks will further compound his crimes, and he will have to pay the price for such outrageous utterances.
And we shall inherit all the resources and hosts of which he boasts, and he will come to us all alone.
وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزَّا.
They have taken other gods beside Allah, that they may be a source of strength for them. They have taken other gods beside Allah, that they may be a source of strength for them.
The word used in this verse is izzah, which conveys the meaning of bringing honor and glory. According to Arabic usage, the word denotes one who is so powerful that none will dare try to harm him. See is in Ibn Manzur Lisan al-Arab. The idea that someone can be the cause of honor and glory for another person means that the former is so effective a supporter of the other that no enemy will even entertain evil designs against him.
كلا سيكفرون بعبادتهم ويكونون عليهم ضدا.
By no means, they shall soon deny their worship and shall become their adversaries instead. By no means, they shall soon deny their worship.
On the day of judgment, the gods which men have contrived will be utterly powerless, and they will declare that they never asked anyone to worship them. They will also say that they were not even aware of the existence of those who were foolish enough to worship them.